It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know which AI tools actually work. Maya, you've been in the implementation trenches. What are you seeing that cuts through all the noise?
The pattern is brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems. Last week, I worked with a marketing agency that spent $47,000 on an enterprise AI platform. 3 months later, their copywriters were using free ChatGPT accounts because the fancy system took 20 minutes just to generate a product description.
That tracks with what I'm seeing in creative work. I ditched a $299 month AI art suite for a combination of Midjourney at $30 and some open source tools. The expensive platform promised everything, but delivered workflows that killed my creative process. Enterprise IT is learning this lesson hard. We evaluated 17 different AI platforms for our customer service automation. The winner? A $15 user month tool that integrated with our existing Zendesk in 2 hours. The runner-up needed a 6-week implementation and cost $180,000 annually. So we're seeing this pattern everywhere, but why do organizations keep falling for complex solutions?
Fear of missing out mixed with vendor promises. I watched a healthcare startup burn through $120,000 trying to build a comprehensive AI diagnostic system when what they really needed was basic symptom checking. They could have started with a 500-month API integration and validated their concept first.
The infrastructure gap is killing implementations. Vendors show these beautiful demos running on pristine data. Then you try to connect it to your actual systems, legacy databases, inconsistent naming conventions, data spread across 12 different platforms. Suddenly, that 2-week implementation becomes 6 months. For creatives, it's the opposite problem. The tools are too easy to access, but there's zero guidance on sustainable workflows. I know photographers drowning in AI-generated variations of their work, spending more time managing outputs than actually creating. Let's get specific. Sophie, walk us through an actual project. Costs, time, what worked, what failed. Album cover for an indie band last month. Traditional approach would have been $2,000 for photography, 2 weeks turnaround. Instead, $30 Midjourney subscription, $10 in compute credits for Stable Diffusion, 4 hours of iteration with the band on Discord. Total cost under $50, delivered in 2 days.
But there's a hidden cost there.
Absolutely. The learning curve ate probably 40 hours over 2 months. Plus, I generated maybe 500 images to get 20 usable ones. Storage, organization, versioning. Nobody talks about the operational overhead of AI creative work. That's exactly what we're seeing in enterprise. A finance team implemented an AI analysis tool, $8,000 per month. Seemed reasonable until they realized they needed a full-time person just to manage prompts, verify outputs, and maintain the integration. Real cost jumped to $14,000 monthly. These failure patterns, are they predictable? What should teams watch for?
3 red flags I see constantly. First, vendors who can't show implementation timelines in days or weeks, they're hiding complexity. Second, any solution requiring AI training for your entire team. Third, integration requirements beyond basic API calls.
I'd add pricing opacity. If they won't give you a clear per user or per transaction cost, run. We wasted 2 months with a vendor whose enterprise pricing turned out to be $400,000 minimum annual commitment. For creative tools, watch for lock-in. Can you export your prompts? Download your generation history. I lost 3 months of iteration data when ArtBreeder changed their plans. Now I only use tools where I control my outputs. Let's flip this. What does successful implementation actually look like?
Start embarrassingly small. Manufacturing client wanted AI-powered quality control across 5 factories. We started with 1 camera, 1 production line, 1 defect type. $2,000 pilot, including hardware, proved 94% accuracy, then scaled. Full deployment took 8 months, but each phase paid for itself.
Phased adoption saved us. Customer service started with AI handling just password resets, 10% of tickets. 1 integration point, clear success metrics. Once that worked, we added account balance inquiries. Now it handles 67% of Tier 1 support. Took 14 months, but zero disruption. My breakthrough was treating AI as a collaborator, not a replacement. I still sketch concepts, but now I can test 20 color palettes in the time it took to try two. Client revisions that took days now happen during the meeting, but I'm still the creative director. AI just removed the grunt work. Talk about team resistance. How do you handle the human side?
Brutal honesty about job changes. Call center implemented AI support tools. Instead of pretending nobody would lose jobs, they retrained Tier 1 agents for Tier 2 work, offered severance to those who didn't want to upskill. Painful, but built trust for future changes.
We learned to involve skeptics early. Our biggest AI opponent in IT became our champion after we had him define success criteria. When the tool met his standards, he owned the win. Cost us 3 extra weeks, but saved 6 months of passive resistance. Creative resistance is different. It's identity-based. Real artists don't use AI. I started sharing my process publicly. When peers saw I spent more time on conceptual work and less on technical execution, the conversation shifted from cheating to efficiency. What about integration nightmares? Everyone must have war stories. Oracle to Salesforce to AI analytics platform. Vendors swore it was standard. 27 custom fields, 3 data transformations, and $67,000 in consulting fees later. We got basic reporting working, should have started with CSV exports and validated the concept first.
Healthcare client trying to connect AI diagnosis suggestions to their EMR. HIPAA compliance, HL7 standards, real-time requirements, 8-month project became 18 months. Final cost, $340,000. Value delivered, doctors saved 5 minutes per patient. ROI break-even, never.
Mine smaller scale, but instructive. Tried to automate social media posts using AI-generated art. Instagram API changes, Twitter rate limits, varying image requirements, spent 30 hours building what should have been simple. Now I just use Buffer and upload manually. Sometimes human workflows are fine. These numbers are sobering. What metrics actually matter for success?
Time to value beats everything. If you're not seeing measurable improvement in 30 days, you're probably on the wrong path. Concrete metrics, tickets resolved, documents processed, designs approved, not efficiency gains or innovation potential.
Cost per transaction transformed our thinking. Our AI customer service costs $8 per interaction versus $4.20 for human agents, but only for suitable queries. Forcing complex issues through AI drove satisfaction down 30% and increased handle time. For creative work, it's iterations per hour. I track how many viable concepts I can generate and refine. Maybe 3 to 4 per day. Now, 20-30. But viable is key. Generating garbage faster helps nobody. You mentioned Tuesday morning actions. What should listeners actually do tomorrow?
Audit your current painful workflows. List tasks taking over 2 hours daily. Check if simple AI tools address those specific pain points. Don't buy platforms, buy solutions to identified problems.
Download free versions of 3 tools in your problem space. Spend lunch breaks testing. Most enterprise software has trial versions. You'll learn more in 3 hours of hands-on testing than 3 weeks of vendor demos. Start a swipe file of AI successes in your industry. Screenshot workflows, save case studies, note specific tools. When budget appears, you'll have evidence-based recommendations ready, not vendor promises. Let's get ultra-specific. Name tools and prices that are actually working.
Claude API for document analysis, $15 per million tokens, handles contracts, reports, summaries. Zapier for integration, 20 to 70 monthly. Monday.com with AI features, $32 user month. These 3 handle 80% of business automation needs.
Microsoft Copilot for enterprise, $30 user month, but requires E3 licenses. Actual cost closer to $65 user monthly. GitHub Copilot for development, 19 month, pays for itself in a week. Data Robot for Sirius ML starts at $2,000 a month but needs $50,000 implementation budget. Midjourney, $30 per month for commercial use. Runway ML for video, $35 a month. 11 Labs for voice, $22 a month. Photoshop with AI features, $55 a month. Total creative AI stack under $150 monthly. Compare that to traditional asset licensing at $500 to $2,000 per project. What about build versus buy decisions?
Unless you're a tech company, buy. Watched a logistics firm spend $2 million trying to build custom routing AI. OpenAI's API plus some Python script solved it for $3,000 monthly. Building AI is like building your own CRM. Theoretically possible, practically insane.
Exception: highly specific domain knowledge. Our proprietary pricing algorithms can't use off-the-shelf AI, but we still buy the infrastructure, AWS SageMaker, not custom GPU clusters. Build the special sauce, buy everything else. Creative tools are evolving so fast that building makes zero sense. By the time you've trained your custom model, three better options exist. I've seen studios waste $200 on custom tools that got outperformed by $30 subscriptions 6 months later. Talk about support infrastructure. What's missing?
Practical implementation guides. Vendors provide getting started docs, assuming pristine environments. Real organizations need, here's how to make this work with your 7-year-old CRM and Excel-based workflows.
Change management expertise specific to AI. Traditional IT rollouts don't prepare you for users who think AI will either destroy their jobs or magically do everything. We need psychology-informed deployment strategies. Creative industry needs aesthetic education about AI. Not how to prompt, but how to maintain artistic vision while using generative tools. The tools are ahead of our ability to use them thoughtfully. What transformations are you seeing in daily workflows?
Meeting documentation revolutionized. AI transcription plus summary means nobody takes notes anymore. Sounds minor, but saves 5 to 7 hours weekly for managers. Otter.ai at 17 month or Fireflies at $19 month. Trivial cost, massive impact.
Code reviews accelerated 10x. AI flags issues before human review. Not replacing developers, but catching obvious problems. Amazon Code Guru at 10 month per 100K lines pays for itself, preventing one production bug. Client presentations transformed. Instead of showing three concepts, I show 30. AI generates variations while we discuss. Decisions happen in meeting instead of multiple rounds. Billing challenges, but 3x faster project completion. For organizations starting tomorrow, what's the optimal path?
Week 1, identify highest frequency, lowest complexity tasks. Week 2, test 3 solutions with free trials. Week 3, pilot with volunteer early adopters. Week 4, measure actual time saved. Month 2, scale what worked, kill what didn't.
Start with employee-facing tools before customer-facing. Internal teams tolerate hiccups. Get your AI muscle memory with forgiving users. Our HR chatbot mistakes were learning opportunities. Customer service mistakes would have been disasters. Begin with augmentation, not automation. AI helps me paint faster, not paint for me. This mindset shift prevents the disappointment when AI can't actually do your whole job. Small assists compound into major productivity gains. Last question, what's the gap between AI promise and Tuesday morning reality?
Vendors promise transformation. Reality is incremental improvement, but 20% better at 5 processes compounds to competitive advantage. Stop chasing moonshots. Start collecting base hits.
AI won't fix broken processes. Automating chaos gives you faster chaos. One client wanted AI to fix their customer onboarding. Real problem was 17 different systems with no integration. AI just highlighted how broken their foundation was. The promise is creative liberation. Reality is new types of creative labor: prompt crafting, curation, quality control. Different work, not less work, but I'll take selecting from 100 options over manually creating 10 any day. That's the synthesis then. AI tools work when expectations match reality, simple beats complex, and implementation focuses on specific problems, not grand visions. Tomorrow morning, listeners, pick one painful task and one simple tool. Start there. Measure results, scale what works. Thanks, Maya, Uma, and Sophie for cutting through the hype to what actually matters.
Remember, time to value in days, not months. If it's not helping by Friday, try something else.
And document everything. Today's failed experiment becomes tomorrow's what not to do guide. Most importantly, maintain your human judgment. AI is a powerful tool, but you're still the craftsperson. Perfect close. Next time on AI Tools Reality Check, we're diving into the economics of AI. When does it actually save money versus just shifting costs? Until then, stop planning and start piloting. One tool, one problem, one week. That's how real implementation happens.